Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yesterday we did a chapter on the Sunnah Salah that is read after Maghrib Salah, and sometimes we say that the Salah that is read according to the other Mazhabs after the Azan and between the Iqamah, we say according to us it is permissible to read it. If somebody reads it, there's no problem, but the better thing to do is to hasten with the Maghrib Salah and read the Maghrib Salah quickly. So just on this, there is one incident of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. One of the advantages of traveling and moving and staying in the company of the pious people, the learned people, is always you learn from them something. So those people that traveled with him at the last safar, meaning his last instance, when he went for Umrah, and they say that he made the tawaf after Asr Salah. Just before Maghrib Salah, he had finished his tawaf. Now we know that the time between Asr Salah and Maghrib Salah, it is makruh to read any optional Salah. So what had happened was, Munana and the Sati didn't read the two rakats wajibul tawaf that you would read after the tawaf. Immediately, if a person does his tawaf after Asr, he delays the two rakats wajibul tawaf. Generally, we would delay it till the after Maghrib. So what had happened was, the Munana had passed away, we know, shortly after the Maghrib Salah. Shortly after the Maghrib Salah, he had passed away. So the Maghrib Azan had been given, and now there was time between the Azan and the Salah. So he reminded the Satis around him that you're going to this two rakats wajib to read. Now is the time wherein it's permitted to read Salah. So you don't delay that wajib ut-tawaf after the Maghrib Salah. You've got time to read it between the Azan and the Iqamah. So read that wajib Salah now. So those people that were with him, they read the two rakats wajib ut-tawaf at that time. So that masla came in under this chapter that we're doing. So I just mentioned it. One of the advantages of moving with the pious people is even right till the last moments of their life, you can learn something from them, you can take from them, you can benefit from them. Such a nice masla that had come out. We did it now, but this was the masla Maulana had obviously known. So he told the satis around him that don't delay. So when it comes to things that are wajib, it comes to things that are necessary, unnecessarily we don't delay it. Even the faraz namaz, we say we read it immediately after Maghrib Salah. We don't delay it because the time for Maghrib is not very long. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself would hasten in performing that Maghrib Salah, the faraz of Maghrib. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Sunnat al-Isha'i Ba'diha wa Qabliha, the chapter on the Sunnah Salah before and after the Isha Salah. We are continuing with the chapter on virtues, on fazilat, fazail. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi is doing different virtues. We started off doing different virtues. Out of different ayat of the Quran, different things to read, etc. Now we're continuing on the virtues as far as the Nafil Salah is concerned. Fihi hadithu Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu as-sabiq, sallaytu ma'a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rak'atayn ba'd al-isha. Wa hadithu Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu bayna kulli adhanayn salatun muttafaqun alayh. It was previously quoted about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, which is related to this chapter, that I performed two rakats after the Isha Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he says, I performed with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two rakats of Salah after the Isha Salah, that we know as the two rakats sunnat mu'akkada that a person reads after the Isha Salah. And the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, that there is a Salah between every two azans. Mentioned here, bayna kulli azanayn salatun, in between every two azans there's a salah. What is meant? Between the azan and the iqamah. In hadith, the iqamah is also sometimes referred to as azan. Therefore, a person studying on his own hadith, he may get confused that where there's two azans. He might think that between one salah, azan, and another salah, but actually he's referring to azan and iqamah. Between them, there's a salah. So that shows now that there is a sunnah salah to read before the faraz of Isha, and there is a sunnah salah to read after the faraz of Isha. As far as the sunnah of salah of Isha is concerned, that there are two types mentioned in the hadith. The two rakats Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read, and he read four rakats. So if a person reads two rakats also, this is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If he reads four rakats, this is also the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So both will be regarded as the sunnah, and this is known as sunnah of ghayr mu'akkada. In other words, if a person doesn't read it, there is no guna, but a person should try. We should try and read. We did that incident of Hazrat Muhammad bin Salama, rahmatullah alayh, and he would read 200 rakats nafil namaz every day. So if we can't read that additional, at least we try and read those salah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did during the day, those that are classified as sunnah, ghayr mu'akkada, try and bring it in our lives. And Sunnah al-Mu'akkadah goes without saying, the person shouldn't leave it out at all. If there is some emergency, there is some necessary, there is some work, and then he leaves it out now and again, then there is no problem. But habitually, he shouldn't leave out the emphasized Sunnah, the Sunnah that is known as Sunnah al-Mu'akkadah. Today we start another chapter, Babu Sunnah al-Jumu'ah. The chapter on the Sunnah of the Jumu'ah Salah. The Jumu'ah Salah, to understand, there are different mazahib and different hadiths mentioned, different types of salah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam read. But just for our understanding purposes, that for the Jumu'ah Salah, there are four sunnat al-mu'akkadah, according to the Hanaf, before the Faraz of Jumu'ah, and there are six after the Jumu'ah, six meaning four and two. So before the Faraz of Jumu'ah, there is four rakats. Normally what happens is most of our masjid, we give a little bit of time before the khutbah to read these four rakats. So that is known as four rakats, sunnat al-mu'akkadah. And then after salah, there is four and there is two. Now we'll see in the hadith that different types of riwayat come. Some will say two, some will say four. But the view of the Hanafi of this four and six covers all the different ahadith from all the different angles that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read. So we find that this view is a precautionary, is a precautious view that this is what we should be reading. So now when we do the hadith, we'll see all will come in our mazhab that this four rakats covers those where it says two rakats, and four rakats is now is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will cover also in the four rakats. And we'll find that after the Nawaz, it is mentioned in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from four rakats, so it's also covered in the six. So in this four and six, all the different type of hadith are covered. في حديث ابن عمر السابق أنه صلى مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين بعد الجمعة متفق عليه. It was previously quoted the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنه, which is relevant to this chapter. He performed two rakats with the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم after the Jumu'ah Salah. So this is covered, this hadith now is covered in the two that we read after Jumu'ah. We read four and we read two. So here this hadith covers it, two. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would read two rakats after the Jumu'ah Salah. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إذا صلى أحدكم الجمعة, Rasul Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that when any one of you performs Jumu'ah, فليصلي بعدها أربعا, then he should read after it four rakats. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, فليصلي بعدها أربعا, he should read after it four rakats. So we also read four rakats after the Jumu'ah Salah. So this hadith is also covered in that method of reading our Sunnah Salah. And Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, كان لا يصلي بعد الجمعة حتى ينصرف. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not perform any salah after the Jumu'ah Salah until after he had left. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he left, now he would perform his nafil. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's style was that he would perform, when we do the chapter tomorrow, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would perform salah at home, that he would keep a portion also of his salah also at home, to take the barakat of performing salah at home, to take the blessings home, and also to keep the house alive with amal, which is something which is very, very important. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would not perform any salah until he went home. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had finished off and he had left. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, فَيُصَلِّي رَكَعَتَيْنِ فِي بَيْتِهِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would read two rakats of sunnah. So here again, this two rakats is covered with how we read four rakats and we read two rakats after Jumu'ah. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is also covered in that. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read two rakats after Jumu'ah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of practicing on the beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bringing it to our life. And from here we can appreciate what great work the fuqaha have done. That the modernists come in and they say, what is the need to follow a mazhab? What is the need to follow an imam? How confused an ordinary man will come. If you read one hadith that said Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed two, another hadith Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying performed four, the ordinary person will get so confused. Therefore we have to be very, very grateful to the fuqaha. They looked at all the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they put it in front of them, they worked out which hadith was worthy of practice, which one was weak, how you tie up the two, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, performed two rakats tahiyatul masjid, and when he performed two rakats as being a part of the sunnah for us to practice. So all these actions, they looked at it together and they made it so easy for us. Now we got one chart that will show us how many sunnahs before Fajr, whether we need anything after Fajr, look at it at Zuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Jumu'ah, all the different types. They took it, they gathered it, they looked at it and they made it easy for us, presented it to us on a platter. All we need to do now is to start practicing upon it. that much we can't do, then we've only got ourselves to blame after doing so much of work and making it so easy for us. And all this was done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. None of them did it so that they can trademark it, they can make some money out of it. They did it solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me and you to practice upon it. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.